Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? All right. Okay. Thank you. Welcome to the August 8th meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. Good to see you all. Looking forward to your testimony. We have a special guest in the audience I wanted to make note of, Noah McCord, there in the front row, is one of our youth leaders. Good to have him here. First item on the agenda is our call to order, commissioner discussion, but we're going to reverse. Now, I guess we are going to go forward with this. We're going to try to be concise and stick with the major topics that you would like to bring forward, because our director needs to leave the meeting by 10 o'clock, and we need to hear his director's report this morning, too. So does any commissioner have something to bring forward that they've done of interest? I don't want to scare you into being quiet. Commissioner Schmitten.
Sure, I'll start. And certainly I'll leave the update of the meeting that we heard this Monday for the director and the chair. Suffice to say that having open, candid discussions, it's amazing what achievements can be made. And our director and staff are rock stars. Mm-hmm. Chair, two issues, though. One, just to dispel a myth about what the good old days were for fishing. I'm going to turn 70 in 16 days, and so that means I fished in the 40s, I fished in the 50s, and I'm still fishing. And I can tell you that there is no better fishing in the state of Washington than today. On the Columbia, in the upper, the mid, and the lower Columbia, even off the coast, is fabulous fishing. In fact, records are being set. We keep records going back to 1938. And we have broken those records for Chinook in the Columbia and sockeye. I'm a gatherer of information. Here's some headlines. Pilot spring Chinook fishery to open in the lower Grand Ronde. First time in 40 years. Here's another one. Aniat summer and spring Chinook. First time in 22 years is opening. Wenatchee summer Chinook. First time in 20 years is open. Seattle Times, salmon fishery going down is one of the most memorable in recent years. Alan Thomas, Columbia Outdoor Reporter. Washington and Oregon announced a forecasted record run of 1.5 million plus a monster coho run of 638,000. We need to focus on Puget Sound to do the same, but the good old days in the coast and on the Columbia River are today. We may never see the robust fisheries that we're seeing. Number two issue. Two nights ago in the Wenatchee Daily World was a picture of one of our officers. It was Rich Beaujolais, our cougar expert, holding a bear cub whose ear was burnt off, whose facial hair was gone. It crawled in on its front part of its legs to a ranch because all of its pads were burnt off. This is a cub. In fact, here you go. And there's Officer Beaujolais. And I want to focus a moment about our losses. We somehow fixate on ungulates, our deer, an elk, our sheep, that can escape some of the devastation. This is the largest fire in the history of the state. If you combine the five fires, they're still burning. I wake up in the morning, by 1 o'clock, the plume is 10,000 feet in front of me. I turn around to the side, 10,000 feet behind me. These fires will go out when the rains put them out in the fall. But if you look at the food chain, everything that crawls, your ants, your beetles, everything that can slither, all snakes were killed. Everything that is a slow walker are raccoons or rabbits, squirrels and chipmunks. These are all 100% loss in 500,000 acres. The loss is just devastating, and it's so sad. We do focus so on our larger animals. Some can escape. Our fawns, our calves, and our
ewes with young. The young animals couldn't. Our cattle, there's going to be 500-600 head of cattle that have been burned. The devastation is uncalculable for the fish and wildlife. That's all I have.
Thank you. Nice statement. I'm glad you're collecting good news articles. I think you forgot the one about razor clams this year. The razor clam season was the best in, what, 30 years or ever, perhaps? So there was a lot of good news. Thanks for bringing that forward. Anyone else? No? Commissioner Carpenter.
Yeah, mine's not going to be quite as positive. I just, Director Anderson and I have to attend a funeral this afternoon for a gentleman that gave a lot back to the state, a lot of his own personal resources on behalf of waterfowl habitat, both on the east side of the mountains and the west side of the mountains. He owned a lot of acreage. He donated a barge and a diesel seine skiff in order to move his own heavy equipment up in the Skagit Basin to and get volunteer help to plant the island with crops last year and again this year. Well, he died a week ago, too. His name was Jay Cucci. I know Mr. Midme, you know him. And one heck of a loss for the stakeholders and for the sportsmen throughout the state. He did a lot. But we're going to miss him.
Thank you. I also noticed that one of our other youth leaders, Michaela Burchett, is in the back of the room. She was one of our youth leaders, and I should have mentioned that we selected seven from around the state. We're seeking their advice and how we can encourage more youth to go outside and appreciate nature, hunt, fish, do whatever they'd like, but engage in outdoor activities. Because we decided, after we had talked the subject to death for months, that us gray-haired types don't know how to do that. We need to consult with youth who would be much better positioned to know how to encourage their peers to get outdoors. So Noah, Michaela, welcome. If you'd like to come up and help us, you're very welcome to do that. I should also say Noah's been appointed to the Governor's Blue Ribbon Outdoor Recreation Panel. And he's doing, what I hear, is he's doing a fabulous job. Okay, anything else? Okay, let's go to the minutes. We have one set of minutes to review. Any changes anyone sees needed? This is our August 1st, 2014 minutes. Commissioner Mencken, do you want to make a motion?
Madam Chair. I move to approve the conference call minutes for Friday, August the 1st, 2014.
Second. Do I hear a second? The minutes approval has been seconded by Commissioner Schmitten. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thank you.